White and green waves are from two sources of equal frequency, equal amplitude, and in phase. Same particle is receiving these two waves, but the waves are shown separately. As one wave passes across the black line, the red particle completes one vibration. Number of oscillations performed by the particle in 1 second due to each source can be seen as due to the passage of n waves contained in a distance of v through the position of the particle. Here n is the frequency of the source and v is the speed of propagation of the wave. All crests of white wave and all crests of green wave can be seen to coincide. The resulting vibration is of amplitude 2a. Yellow wave at the bottom is the sum of the white and green waves, and the resultant oscillations of the particle are due to this wave shape passing across the black line. If the waves are out of phase, amplitude of the particle is zero. In this case, all the crests of white wave and all troughs of green wave coincide. In general, the amplitude can lie anywhere between 2a and 0, depending upon the phase difference between the individual waves. If two sources are of unequal frequencies, the amplitude of oscillation of the particle varies with time. Number of waves present in a given distance are unequal, and when the waves are superposed, the resulting wave shape can be seen to have varying amplitude. If a crest of one wave coincides with the trough of the other, amplitude will be zero. And if a crest and a crest or a trough and a trough coincide, the amplitude will be 2a. As the yellow wave shape moves across the black line, the red particle executes oscillations whose amplitude varies between 0 and 2a. This example should illustrate the behavior. Two white waves and 2.5 green waves can be counted between the two dashed white lines. At the position of the white line on the right, crests of the waves are coinciding, and at the position of the white line on the left, crest of the white wave is coinciding with the trough of the green wave. Amplitude changes from 2a when crests coincide to 0 when crest and trough coincide. The time interval between the maximum and the minimum is d by v, where d is the distance between the two dashed lines. If this distance is, say, v by 10, maxima and minima occur at intervals of 1/10 of a second. This would mean 5 maxima and 5 minima every second, and the beat frequency is 5 hertz.